Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
There are some wonderful mid-sized cities in the United States that have interesting skylines. On this day, May 1st.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
In downtown Cincinnati, there's a wonderful old skyscraper called Carew Tower. It held the Mobley and Carew department store on its lower five floors. The building itself was 53 stories tall, filling up a whole city block with an Art Deco design, and its rectangular stories got smaller and smaller near the top. It gave the building a tall but distinctive look. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, the Reynolds Company built its 21-foot-tall headquarters, also in the Art Deco style. Its roof also tapered near the top, and there was a large radio antenna at the very center, like a needle pointed towards the sky. Both buildings were designed by the same architect, William F. Lamb, and when he was commissioned to build a new skyscraper in New York, he combined the drawings of the two earlier buildings, the tapered upper levels of the Carew Tower and the pointed needle at the center of the Reynolds Building. He just built much taller, 103 stories up. On this day, May 1st, 1931, his Empire State Building was dedicated. And on this day, remember that big projects are usually inspired by something smaller. I'm Chris Connolly.